This is a magical moment from the Maps, Data, and Government Information Center in the Carleton University Library. Hi, I'm Monica Ferguson, a map specialist in magic. Today I'm looking at a very large and colorful map of the world. The title of the map is simply The Population Map by Paul Breding, and as you'd expect, it shows population features and country names. What you wouldn't expect is the way it looks. It's not like any world map I'm used to seeing. In fact, this is a cartogram. What is a cartogram? It sounds somewhat like cartography. In Greek, chartis means map. The suffix gram refers to something drawn or recorded. Cartograms are maps of statistical information or thematic variables, like population, recorded as a diagram. With cartograms, topics are substituted for land area. Because of this, the space on the map is distorted. That's why this population map looks so peculiar. The countries are in approximately the correct position, but the country shapes are defined by the size of the population, not the size of the land area. A very different concept. I can see how tiny Canada's population is in comparison to the United States in just a quick glance. The scale of the map is one grid square equals 1 million people. The United States, with a population of 296 million, gets 296 squares. Canada's population of 33 million only gets 33 squares. The borders between countries are left intact, so that's why Canada is shown as a tiny slice of yellow along the top of a large purple shape representing the United States. The overall shape of North America is quite unfamiliar. China and India are also really big, as you can imagine. Countries with population of less than 1 million aren't even represented on this map, or rather, cartogram. Cartograms are relatively new inventions and have become more popular largely since the 1960s, in part because they're so well suited to computer production. Since cartograms are so easy to read and understand, atlases like the State of the World Atlas use them extensively. Another trailblazer in this area is the online World Mapper Project, a collection of nearly 700 digital world cartograms. This series offers dozens of topics, allowing us to contemplate our globe in very new ways, from the number of female managers around the world to the number of hours men spend working in domestic or unpaid labor. Another exciting publication in our collection is the Atlas of the Real World, Mapping the Way We Live. This collection of cartograms was generated using a new method borrowed from theoretical physics. Again, this atlas offers a huge range of information, including titles like Wealth in the Year 1, Carbon Dioxide Emissions in 2000, Affordable Drugs, Mobile Phones in 2000, Demonstrations Against the 2003 War in Iraq, Royalty Fees, or Number of people living on a dollar a day, just to name a few. I'm looking back to the population map now, and I'm noticing several smaller images at the bottom. These insets show the world's population 100,000 years ago, at the birth of Christ, in 1650 and 1900. And there's a projection of the population in 2150. You can visualize the changes just like that. If this population projection is correct, the world will look like a very different place in 2150. This has been A Magical Moment, a monthly feature on CKCU's radio program, Spaces, Places, and Faces.